Hi, this is Sanjay Jain, ISV Architect Evangelist from Microsoft. Today we will learn how to sign up a 3 month free trial for Windows Azure. And I'm going to search Windows Azure. And the first link is windowsazure.com. Let's go there and let's sign up for a free trial. I'm going to use my live ID to sign up. Okay, I enter my login ID as well as password. Let's sign in. This brings my benefits for 3 months. So as part of the free trial, which is good for 3 months, every month I will get 750 compute hours, 20 gigabyte of non-relational storage, 1 gigabyte of SQL Azure database, and 20 gigabyte of data transfer. Now, for me to activate my account, I need a mobile phone number so I can receive a verification code by text message as well as a credit card to authenticate who I am. Let's go to the next page. Okay, I'm going to enter my phone number. And once you receive your text message, you should see for the code, and I'm going to enter the code. And once you enter the code, let's click on the verify code. Once you have verified the code, let's go to the next page. And that will bring the details you need to enter for your credit card. So let's say this is American Express card. You put the card name, details, the billing address, and then the rest of the number comes through. So at this point in time, I have verified my code via text message on my cell and also enter my credit card details. And that brings me to this new portal here. And I want to see my account, so click on manage. And here I can see my Windows Azure account. And if you click on this account section, it shows me how many subscriptions I have, and certainly I have one active account which I just created. And by clicking that, it does tell me that this is a 3 month account, what kind of quota I have, and who is the administrator, and also when it is created. If I want to verify my billing, since I have given my credit card, let's verify what kind of billing arrangement I have. So this certainly is a 3 month free trial. My bill is $0. And if I need to go above the usage allowed in month before my account gets inactive, I have a chance to upgrade it. So it does tell me how do I upgrade it to the pay as you go option. And again, the spending limit for this account is $0 a month, meaning it will never go more than $0, which means my account will never be charged. But if I want to increase the spending limit, then I have a choice to upgrade my account to go to the pay as you go option.